So what is the main finding? What happened before this new rule?
Well, it's not really a rule. It's the endangerment finding, which EPA is required to produce under the Clean Air Act and a Supreme Court decision. Basically, what we found was that the technical support document should have been characterized as a highly influential scientific assessment as opposed to an influential science information. The difference is the amount of the rigor of the peer review that goes along with that, that it should have been publicly published and received comments, which didn't happen. So that's the main issue, is whether or not you consider the technical support document highly influential scientific assessment or influential scientific information.
All right. So if they did not consider it highly influential, did that therefore affect what their eventual finding was? In other words, did it affect policy and the effect on the public?
We didn't look at the content of the information. Our assessment, what we were asked to look at, was the process they followed. So it's debatable whether or not you can make any connection between those two issues.
So if they don't follow the process that the IG later thinks they should have followed, is there any recourse or any corrective action?
I couldn't answer that, to tell you the truth. What we did in our recommendations was look at what EPA needed to do in the future on assessments. We recommended that they make sure that they specify in the document which they're going to follow. I should point out that EPA doesn't agree with our assessment that it was a highly influential document, that it should have been influential scientific information, and they're pretty adamant about that.
Okay, so we're going to get into that in a second, but just to be clear, this isn't a way for the IG to say you need to fix this. This is more of a way to say from here on out, this is how it should be looked at.
Correct.
Okay, so this is looking into the future.
Correct.
So you say that the EPA didn't agree with how they should be weighing these technical documents.
That was their response to us. They viewed that the information they provided, the process they followed, was adequate. We looked at it from a procedural point of view and said, if you begin with the assumption that it's an influential scientific information, that the process they followed would have been correct. And we make that clear in our report. Where you come out at depends on whether you consider it highly influential or merely influential.
We're speaking with Wade Najum, the Assistant Inspector General for Program Evaluation at the EPA. And, you know, to out people that don't follow government closely, that sounds like incredibly bureaucratic hair splitting. But the EPA is defending what it did, and the IG looked at it. So this says to me that the EPA has a reason for making sure that that outside document was not considered highly influential. And I guess I'm surprised that the IG didn't look at where this led in their doing that, because the endangerment finding is so controversial.
Well, but it doesn't change the administrator's decision. And the technical support document was not the only document that the administrator relied on in making the decision. It was one of several documents that were looked at in terms of the administrator's decision.
So what prompted the IG to look at this particular issue for that particular document, the influential versus highly influential?
We were responding to a congressional request. As you know, the IG works for both Congress and the administrator, so we have that dual chain of responsibility. And we were asked to take a look to see if they followed all the policies and regulations in developing the technical support document.
And did that request come from the House or the Senate?
It came from the ranking minority member in the Senate, Senator Inhofe.
Okay, so maybe that's why you were wise to not follow where it went, because, and to take the request very narrowly, because it sounds like the finding could be used for a political argument once the Hill gets a hold of it, which is clearly outside your purview.
Correct. People generally take in IG reports and will sometimes read into them what they would like to read into.
But the IG has not found that EPA's decision-making was adversely affected by not taking this document as highly influential, but merely influential.
We do not take a stand on that, and we're pretty specific in our report, as we noted that they followed all the requirements of the Administrative Procedures Act in their rulemaking, and so we didn't see that as an issue.
How do you figure something is influential, highly influential? How do you rate them? What's the criteria you use?
The criteria is an OMB criteria, and it's a two-part criteria. The first part of the criteria is the scientific assessment part. And if an evaluation of a body of science or technical knowledge synthesizes multiple factual inputs, data, models, assumptions, things like that, and applies best professional judgment to bridge uncertainties in the information, that's a scientific assessment, as opposed to just a bibliography, for example. So the first part would be, do you weigh the evidence? And in this case, we concluded, looking at the technical support document, and you'll see it, EPA says it's, you know, the best available information, that there was some weighing of information that went into the technical support document. It was, you know, either implicitly or explicitly selected as to what was going to go in there as the best science. The second part, the highly influential part, is also an OMB criteria. It's something that has an impact of more than $500 million in any one year on the public or private sector, or that the dissemination is novel, controversial, precedent-setting, or has significant interagency-ish interest. And I think it's hard to say it's not highly influential, at least based on the controversy part.
Yeah, because the EPA is, you know, they're getting hearing from both a lot of sides when it comes to greenhouse gases and global warming and all of that, and you know, what they should do with regulating industry that produces those greenhouse gases. So clearly, even though your finding is confined to the specific question, it's at the center of something much bigger.
Yes, it is a huge issue, and that's why we narrowly defined what we did and put limits on our scope, so that we could answer our customers, make sure that they got the information, the factual information, objectively that they needed, but that we clearly defined what we were doing to try to avoid people misinterpreting what the IG's results were.